We have quite a few scriptures to go through today, but we won't be long because they all tie in. So we're going to start at Micah chapter 6. And three verses we're going to start at, starting with the 6th verse through the 8th verse. Wherewith shall I come? Oh, I'm sorry. We all have it. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doeth the Lord require of thee? But to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for your word. Because of your word, we can live. Amen. And that is what we want to do. We want to live in you, Lord. Forgive us for our sins. What we thought, said, and did that was not pleasing to you. Forgive us our transgressions and our iniquities. We honor you, we adore you, we magnify you, we edify you. Use me today, Heavenly Father, to encourage someone, to revive someone's spirit, to want to continually serve you. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated. So the title of this message, I really don't get into titles because Brother Andy puts down whatever he feels and I'm okay with that. But if I was thinking about it, while I was thinking about it, I was like, okay. So what I want to say is, keeping it simple. Keeping it simple. We had themes. Whenever we have a special occasion, we usually put a theme on it. And that theme is so that you can reflect on what that moment meant to you. Like we have our anniversary themes, or our Women's Day themes, or our Men's Day themes. And those things, and what those themes are geared towards is for you to reflect. Go back to that time and see what it meant to you. We had a theme a couple of years ago for our church anniversary, and it was called KISS. Keep It Simple, Saints. And as I was reiterating what that meant to me, is exactly what it says, is to keep it simple. A lot of saints think about they have to be extra. They have to go above and beyond to show man how close they are to God. And that is not what it's about. We don't have to be